just like a viral shell game from the past into the future. I hope that you are telling people about the science that you're learning here. I hope you're
What's up, everyone? You're listening to KDBS Davis 90.3 FM, community-supported, listener-supported freeform radio for Northern California. This is DJ Mad Dog. You're listening to Community Coordination. It is young DJ DK and I's show. Do you want to say hi?
What's up? It's young DJ DK forever.
Woo! But we have very, very special guest hosts today. Do you guys all want to introduce yourselves? We have a lot of people in here.
DJ BBG.
I'm DJ Minnow.
I'm DJ Lokicho.
I'm DJ Unz Unz Unz.
That was good. Yeah, those were some good DJ names. Last week, not everyone had one. Or last time. Oh, we have more people coming too into our show. If this is your first time tuning in to Community Coordination, we try to have volunteers on with us every time we're on air, get some new voices and talk about different stuff. This is only our second time with volunteers, so it's lit. Do you have anything to add?
What do you have?
Yeah, how many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, six squad. Six squad today. Two
crazy heads. Squads. We could just play Fortnite for a half hour. Low-key and live say it. Or like gameplay. Okay. Anyways, I think today's plan is to rank Thanksgiving food. Because that's coming up. So yeah.
I have a hot take already.
You have a hot take? Okay.
I already have a hot take. I don't like gravy. I think I'd say I hate gravy. It tastes like sweat, and people put it on everything. So that's what I wanted to start with.
I have a counter to that. Gravy is my favorite part of Thanksgiving. I put it on every part of the meal, low-key.
Yeah, low-key, live, laugh, love gravy.
No facts. I don't know, but I respect your opinion. I respect your takes on the gravy hate. Maybe my gravy is just better. Thanksgiving tier list, smart.
I was forward thinking.
Thank you. Does anyone else have any opinions on gravy?
Yeah.
Oh, DJ Angel Babyface is entering the chat.
Hello, this is DJ Angel Babyface, and I actually learned how to make gravy yesterday at my work. Yeah.
Whoa.
So I will say my gravy was pretty good,
and I
like gravy.
Friendsgiving might just come in clutch. Yeah, that's lit. I don't know how to make gravy.
Do we have a consensus on gravy? You know, this is what we get Community Coordination here for. Because if it was me and DJ Mad Dog, we'd probably put gravy on great or elite tier. But we have some mixed opinions on gravy. So let's say on the scale. How many levels are there? There's 5 levels. Let's say on a scale from 1 to 5, everyone just go around and say gravy 1 through 5, type vibe.
4. Wait, is like 5 the highest?
Yeah.
Okay, 4.
I would give it a 4 too.
I'm putting it at a light 3.
I'll settle on a 3.
5. I love gravy so much.
Oh, secret gravy lover.
I'm a gravy.
I give it a 4.5. I'm close.
I give it a light 4.
All right, gravy's in 4. Very exciting stuff. Crazy discoveries are happening in the studio.
Yeah.
All right, what should we tackle next?
Cranberry.
Oh, I'm not a fan of cranberry sauce. But like,
so
also nice. Like, I've never, I know, we're having really like alternate viewpoints. I've never had like homemade cranberry sauce though. We just get it out of like the can and then you put it and then you like slice it and that's cranberry sauce to me. Yeah, like the Jell-O situation. So I don't know, maybe I like don't actually know what it's all about. I don't know.
Like,
I've never
you
tasted.
You know the one that plops like, and like straight out of the can.
Yeah.
That's good. But yay! So I think I'd rank it like 4. I'm not gonna say it's the best thing ever I'm having at the table, but I can put it. Actually, no. Actually, has anyone ever had it with mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
It's good.
With mashed potatoes?
It's good on everything. Like with the gravy and the cranberry sauce on everything.
Homemade.
DJ Lowkey Chill is saying you put it on everything, and I.
Whoa.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
It's kind of like sweet and savory.
It's like I bet it looks like art though. I bet it looks hella cool, like because it's like a fun color.
I don't put it on everything, but I would say I put it on a majority of the things.
I like it on turkey.
I don't know. I just don't get the vibes, but that's okay.
Like the turkey I usually have is like dry most of the time, so I just dip it in cranberry.
Can we write turkey next?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can write turkey next.
I'm about to hate on turkey.
Bro, I am about to hate on turkey.
Oh, no.
Okay. I was at a Friendsgiving. I know. Super. I know. Yeah, exactly. It was the only one I was invited to. I was at Friendsgiving, and it was the best turkey I ever had, and I asked her, I was like, how did you make this bomb turkey? And she was like, Target pre-seasoned in the oven for 4 hours. So that was the best turkey I had, like hands down in my life for Thanksgiving. So it was juicy. And I know y'all about to say turkey's dry. I think turkey has unlimited potential. I would at least put it at okay or great. And that's my case.
I've only had really good turkey too. I don't know. I've never like had a bad... Well, besides, like one time my uncle had Thanksgiving, and that was, like, rough. But, like, I don't know. I'm a turkey fan. I've never had, like, dry turkey.
Did your uncle make it?
No, my dad normally cooks it, and it's, like, lit. When my uncle taps in, it's bad. But, no, hey, he's not listening. He's, like, not that tuned into my life.
Okay.
But, like... sorry, I guess I'm just hating on my uncle right now. But, no, his turkey wasn't it. But... every other turkey I've had has low-key been dope.
I think that also, like, I feel like I've never had, like, a bad turkey either, but it's more so just, like, I'm not going to keep getting it, you know?
That's,
like,
no,
I'm
okay.
Not going to go back for
that's
seconds for
point.
The turkey, and then we always have so much turkey left over, and
that's
so all you
point.
Can eat for the next week is just Thanksgiving
See,
turkey.
I make turkey pot pie. Like chicken pot pie? Yeah, turkey pot pie. That's dope, and you use the gravy that you made.
All right, let's go around and everyone answer. I just thought of this. Say it wasn't Thanksgiving. If you had to replace Thanksgiving with the time of the year it is, with the weather, with any other holiday, what would you replace it with? Is that a bad question?
No,
sorry,
no,
chat.
No, no.
Okay, cool. You just replace it. YOLO. It's getting replaced forever. I'm saying Valentine's
Do I have
Day.
To?
I'm saying we're putting Valentine's Day in November.
Wait, do we have to? Do we have like it has to be replaced?
Yeah, you have to.
Oh no.
You
what?
Have to replace it.
I feel
you still
like...
have to eat turkey and everything,
no.
But it's just not Thanksgiving.
Oh, so now you're eating turkey on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
That's like
your ritual.
I don't know if I can get behind that one. I'm sorry, young DJ DK.
I feel like it's a hibernating kind of like holiday where it's like colder and you're getting like stuff.
I agree with what Groundhog Day.
I do Halloween part 2.
Oh, I like how you can add
actually?
A holiday too.
Yes. Oh.
Halloween part 2.
I didn't
I think we put April Fools on Thanksgiving. We need to make April Fools more of a like a moment, more of a celebratory moment. Everybody's got to be doing something for April Fools. We can't just be having like, you know, people not expecting a prank and then a prank comes or like a fib. But then if we put it on a real holiday, if we put it on a real holiday, then, you know, everybody's going to be doing something. And then we have a whole feast after. We're like, oh, you got me good on that one. And well, you're talking about it. You're talking about it over the turkey, you know. I think that's what I'm replacing it with.
That's awesome. Because April Fools can be very like confrontational, and then you end it with like a friendly meal. Yeah. Like if you're pranking.
What I do on April.
No. It's April Fools every day in my house. Pranking everyone. Yeah. It's okay. Anyways, that was yeah, you're like, yeah, that was nonchalant. Bro expected it. Okay, should we rate another food? Does someone want to choose one from the list down here?
Mashed potatoes.
I love mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I'm a big mashed potato.
I'm gonna say a solid 5, like every single time. Yep. I think.
Yeah.
I think that was consensus.
Yeah, just mashed potatoes you can just eat year round too.
Yeah.
Like they're just awesome.
So what are we thinking, turkey?
Okay.
I think okay.
Yeah.
Because DJ Angel Babyface brought up a good point. Like even if the turkey's good, I'm not going back for seconds to that first.
Yeah.
Like it's just there. You know.
But also, like, it can be so bad.
That's it can be extremely good.
Facts.
And at the best, it's just a worse version of chicken.
Takes the longest to make, too.
Worst version of chicken is. I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think. What dessert are we having? Like, if you had a choice for, like, your first choice dessert.
Pie, right?
Well, is it usually
But, like,
pie?
What kind of pie? Like, apple, pumpkin, chocolate.
Pecan pie.
I've never had pecan pie.
Can't tap it.
I was in a conversation about this with someone last year when I was also making a tier list of Thanksgiving food on KDVS Davis. And they told me, like, if you think about pecan pie, like, it's really no pecans in there. It's just like sugar gelatin inside of it.
So if you want to
think, just think about it. Just think about it, deep it for a second. And then it's not as fun anymore.
Let that sink in.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, if you'd like to let that sink in, let it sink.
It's sinking in for me.
I've never had pecan pie,
yeah,
so
me neither.
I can't have pecans, so that's awkward.
I feel like pumpkin pie.
No.
Yeah. Pumpkin pie.
Not allergy exposed on air.
I know. Yeah.
Low-key pies with just like I can't stand pies with just like gelatin in it.
Yeah.
It's just like you cut into it and you see just all like the sugar gelatin oozing out. I know that some people really like he likes it, but but I think like it's like how do you eat like a whole slice of that?
I feel that.
That's a genuine question. How do you eat a whole slice of that?
You eat a whole slice of it with ice cream. You put the ice cream next to it.
Yeah.
It gets
and
all
whipped cream.
With whipped cream and ice cream. Do you not like ice cream?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh.
Don't tell people I don't like ice cream.
Well, you were making a sad face.
No.
Would you still not eat it with the ice cream, do you think?
I'd have to have like a tiny slice of pie and then like a full thing of ice cream.
Yeah, I don't know.
To hide it.
I honestly think that like pumpkin pie, it's overrated too. Like pumpkin pie is pretty mid. There's not even really pumpkin in pumpkin pie. The spice, it's like a pumpkin spice latte. It doesn't have pumpkin in it.
Yes, so.
If you think about it, it's like pumpkin pie. Yeah, there might be a tiny bit of pumpkin. But like, what is pumpkin? Like pumpkin, it's like a gourd. It's like a potato, basically. Like you don't just eat pumpkin. Like it doesn't taste like how people imagine pumpkin tastes. Like that's
but
a spice
like,
blend that people just associate with pumpkin. Like it has nothing to do with pumpkin.
Oh my God.
Wake up, America!
Oh my
if you
God.
Like.
Yeah, no. Round of applause for DJ Lowkey Chill. That was, I don't know if that was
a
chill
point.
Take, but yeah, bro was not nonchalant, but thank you. Yeah, that was awesome. Do you feel the same way about PSLs?
I love them.
You love a PSL? Okay.
PSL.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with pumpkin, though. It just tastes good.
Blumpkin. It does just taste good. Blumpkin. Shout out Blumpkin. Shout out Blumpkin. That's one of my housemate's cats.
Aww. That's cute.
Anyways, okay. Yeah. We need to lock in. Pumpkin, what are we doing? Pumpkin pie.
Is there no like apple crumble pie? I'm the biggest apple pie crumble fan ever. Yeah. Right?
Apple pie is so good. Yeah, that was unanimous. Okay.
Oh, I have a great. Before we continue with the tier list, everyone, quick go around 2025 New Year's goals. It's coming up in a month. My main goal is to limit my consumerism. So I just want to buy less stuff when I'm out. Like only buy the groceries, less, you know, online shopping, etc. Hey. I'm a point finger.
Low-key, 2025, I want to like read more because I've been reading hella recently and it makes me feel like I'm like more tapped into school. So I should do that. Yeah, I'm gonna read more. Also cooking, like going off of that, like I need to like cook. I need to like not, because I buy so many frozen meals or it's just like bad. Or I buy a lot of guads. Yeah, thanks for exposing me.
I love that.
DJ Loki bogus.
Yeah, Loki get out. No, it's okay. Yeah, that's mine.
For 2025, my main goal is to blow up and act like I don't know nobody.
That's the draw one.
Bro's been on a perpetual crash out.
My resolution is to have a resolution. I usually don't. Okay. I'm just like, you know, it's okay. Like, my life is pretty chill, so. But I should probably think about, you know, I gotta start growing, you know? It's time to start growing.
Yeah, that went hard. Do you guys have New Year's?
I always need, like, a second.
Yeah, it can be small.
I think I have to agree with Dyson. Like, I just consume too much. And you really brought it to my attention. And it made me reflect on myself. And I was like, wow, let me take a minute and think about this. And so now I'm going to steal Dyson's and I'm going to say to consume less.
Even like IG Reels. Like, I want to consume less IG Reels.
Yeah. I need to be off Instagram. It's so bad. And Twitter.
Go up.
You're good. Yeah. I'm gonna go big or go home in 2025. You know, 2025 is my. I'm either winning big or losing it all. So, I'm already winning it big. We're gonna see how it continues. Hopefully, bigger.
Okay.
I think we're good. That's an interesting take.
Fire take.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to go after that one.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Yes. Low-key, I think I'm just a hater sometimes. Like I can be so silently judgmental just for anything. And I'm like, what am I hating so much for? Like, that was me either, like, yesterday or, like, whatever. It's just, like, being more grounded, I guess, in reality. Because I feel like it's just so easy, especially in college. I think especially in college. Like, you're surrounded by other students, and sometimes you forget that, like, because I'm a transfer, so coming here halfway is super interesting just because, like, I was working mostly before I got here, and having, like, college students come to the restaurant was so interesting because I felt like they had, like, this kind of attitude, and I was like, whoa, like, this is crazy, and now I'm here, and now I see, like, how that happens, where you kind of, like, you live either near campus or on campus, and you kind of like maybe grow some sort of like maybe like an attitude, either that or you just kind of forget like reality sometimes, especially like people who don't work. It's just like you're getting your stuff paid for and all that, so like I think just grounding myself whenever I can, like, yeah.
Preach. Yeah, we just got mad deep in here. I'm with you though. I feel like it is. Yeah, this is why. I do feel like. Yeah.
For free.
I don't really have any big goals. I want to finish House MD because I'm still on season 2. So.
Oh my gosh, you gotta finish it.
I do.
I love House.
dope New Year's resolutions, everyone. Should we just go back to tearing?
Sure, YOLO.
Squash.
I've never had squash with Thanksgiving dinner.
I'll admit it. I eat squash. I like it.
Whatever. Like, what do you even season it with? Like, what's on squash?
Is this like a potato looking?
No. It's like...
Have you ever had like spaghetti squash?
Oh yeah.
Isn't it like zucchini?
Spaghetti.
Are zucchini and squash like the same deal? Is that like?
It's similar.
Zucchini.
Okay.
Isn't squash the bigger one though?
Stuffing is like, I'm a big fan of stuffing.
I love stuffing. I had stuffing for breakfast.
Yeah.
Where's stuffing?
Bottom left. I make stuffing muffins.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say stuffing spells, though. Never mind.
Stuffing?
I make, like, stuffing muffins where we, like, take the stuffing and we put it in, like, muffin pans. And then we put that in the oven so it gets a little hard. And then it's, like, but then the inside's still, like, gooey. It's awesome. And then you can pull it out. And then you can, like, hold it and dip it in the gravy. And it's, like, more of an activity. I think it's fun. But I also mess with regular stuffing, too. Those are my thoughts.
What's regular stuffing made of? I don't know if I've ever made regular stuffing. What's it made
of? Yeah, it's like low-key just bread and like seasonings. And then some people like get crazy and put it in the turkey, right? Is that like the move?
Yeah, I think it's called stuffing. No?
Because you stuff the turkey with it.
We're getting really
wow. Oh my god.
Top 5 ways to get E. coli.
Bro.
Break it right now.
Bro, yeah, new tier list. Yeah, I'd put stuffing up top.
Yeah, I think that's
easy. The red wine one is funny. That's a necessity.
And the honestly sparkling bevs.
Yeah, because when I was younger...
Martinelli's.
What's Martinelli's?
It's like the glass bottle of apple sparkling apple juice. Yay. Martinelli's. Delicious. Yeah, so good.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Especially when you're like a kid and they pour you that and it's like, oh, you get your own little glass. I don't know, I felt like hella cool and bougie when I was younger and I had my little like sparkling drink. That's just me.
They have different flavors too. I didn't know they had different flavors until like last year. I didn't know. They have like berry and like, what is it?
Grape.
Berry grape. Fire. Yeah. Five.
Facts. Okay.
This community coronation's getting sleepy.
I know, I'm getting tired.
Oh, now it's early.
Now we're doing a cart.
Yeah, YOLO.
Best right. time of a KDBS show.
Ready? I'm gonna play a cart. Everyone lock in for how to play a cart. Ready? 3, 2. Wait, I need to load it first. 3, 2, 1.
You're a UCD undergrad. If you're having any legal issues, then ASUCD Legal Services may be the solution for you, offering domestic or civil legal assistance. To receive a consultation, all you have to do is take your ID card to the Student Services Office, 347 Memorial Union. Once there, an appointment will be made with you to speak with a licensed attorney via phone. For more info, please call the Student Services Office at 530-752-1990.
If you're listening and just heard that, call in if you'd like, because to us it sounded like it played twice at the same time, but like low-key, like it was wild. Yeah, so let us know if that also happened. If you'd like to do that, of course. Okay, does anyone else have any topics they want to talk about for the last, any pressing issues for the last 6 minutes of community coordination?
What do you guys usually do when there's problematic, like, family members at the table and they say something crazy? Like, what's your first, like, you breathe or you just, like, say something?
Crash out at them.
Yeah, no, DJ Loki Chill would, like, throw a chair or something. Crash outs happen at my family Thanksgivings all the time. I don't know. I low-key, I take a nice spot on the couch, and I kind of just watch.
And that's my go-to. Maybe I'll live tweet the family crash out.
That's a good idea.
Big live tweeter.
Yeah, big live tweeter. I've had to like slow down. It got a little much.
I have an uncle that fully believes that Michelle Obama's a woman. And
the following views presented in these last 5 minutes do not reflect the views of KDBS, KDBS sponsors, or the University of California. I forgot that one.
You can say Obama.
They say he's a woman.
Like, I mean, it's a weird conspiracy. I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Is it Michelle Obama a woman?
Well,
yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Bro, it's okay.
No, Michelle Obama is a woman.
But what is it, your
What's
uncle?
Your uncle, think?
My
your
uncle
thinks no.
My uncle thinks the opposite.
Okay. Well,
that's a crazy take.
It's kind of a random take.
Yeah,
it's
but
like
it's
a QAnon take.
Yeah,
though.
You think that, and then you're at like the family table, and you're like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. Like, and I'm not gonna leave.
What do you think the point of it is? Like, what does it
think? My uncle thinks that like, no, my friend thinks that when the like clouds are like a certain way, it's because there's chemicals in the air that make us sad, and that's why the chemtrails thing. Yeah.
Well, I'm not a big fan of the QAnon conspiracies, but I'm a big fan of like the innocent conspiracies, and I do believe in the pigeons. I'm just putting that out there. They're manufactured. Actually, the following no, I'm kidding. I actually can't. The following is for the ends. I don't feel like these kiddie kids.
Misu.
Yeah.
Ask something
for
Kessa.
Yes. Yeah.
Has anybody seen the really big statue of the pigeon in New York City? Have you seen that? No? Well, there's a gigantic statue of a pigeon in New York City. It's like the city's national, it's like the city's state bird. But look at this. Look at this thing right here.
Whoa.
Look, it's huge.
Oh,
that's so
yeah,
epic.
I know, it's awesome.
It's on a bridge, too?
I think it, like, moves around. I don't, no, it's just on the bridge. It's on the bridge, yeah. But
it's, like, overlooking everyone.
Yeah, right? It's really cool. I don't know who made it. But
it could be a real pigeon.
It could be. That's what I'm saying. It could be a manufactured pigeon. It's you know.
There's definitely cameras in its eyes.
Yeah. Right. But look at that thing. I just wanted to say, I think this is really cool.
Like, is it
cool
a
art.
It's in New York.
Yeah, it's in New York.
It's like New York's Batman.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yes, it is New York's Batman watching over.
Did pigeons use
absolutely.
Big?
I think so. Maybe.
Oh, the cart is
in 2012.
It's very possibly. It could be way back in the day. Absolutely. But yeah, this whenever I think of pigeons, I think of this giant pigeon. I wish that all the pigeons were this big. It'd be so cool.
I don't know about that.
That
sounds intense.
I don't know if I could deal with all pigeons being that big. Like, I'm really comfortable with the size difference between us.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy, like, a bit of a leg up.
I enjoy the power dynamic between me and pigeons.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I got another question.
Yeah.
Would you rather fight 10 pigeon-sized humans or one pigeon-sized, or no, one human-sized pigeon?
Human-sized pigeon.
Yeah.
Human-sized pigeon.
Human-sized humans can still beat you,
bro. Wait, what was the question about the 100 lions last night?
Oh, what would win the fight? 100 lions or the sun?
What do you guys think would win in a fight? 100 lions or the sun? 100 lions. But 100 tigers? Nah. 100 lions, though? That was our consensus as a group.
Wait.
Those are hashtag JoJo's thoughts. Hashtag JoJo thoughts.
This is against all humans or what?
Solar flares are kind of OP.
Yeah. No. Low key, and there's 100 of them. Like it can the sun can take out a few, but not all. Like
one lion really needs to make it to the sun.
No, bro, at least 20 lions have to make it to the center.
I like that theory. It's like if the lions have like only a 20% chance of making it to the sun, the only one. They're the kings of the jungle.
They are the kings of the jungle. Yeah, that's I guess that's where we're gonna end it on community coordination. Yeah, everyone hit a DJ name sign off.
DJ BBG.
signing off.
Signing off.
DJ Minnow signing off.
DJ Angel Babyface signing off.
DJ Loki Chill signing off.
DJ Prize Pick signing off. Oh my
god. I don't have a DJ. DJ Uns signing off.
And this is your community coordinator signing off. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait, we'll just do this.
Free clothes? What? Yep, you heard right, friend. F-R-E-E free. The Aggie Reuse Store is your zero-cost on-campus thrift store. Find us at the MU to browse our selection of secondhand items or stop by with Don't Do Stuff Too, We Won't Judge. We're open weekdays 11 to 4, located near the info desk on the first floor of the MU. Stay updated with hours and learn more at aggiereuse.ucdavis.edu or follow us on Instagram. See you there!
Can I give you?